Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, you guys. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today I have a very, very, very exciting episode for you guys. This is not only technically my birthday episode, but it's also my 1 year episode. Last week's episode could have also kind of been considered my birthday episode because it was honestly closer to my birthday, but I feel like I didn't want to do a birthday episode before my birthday. So this is technically my birthday episode, even though my birthday, like when I'm recording this, is not, it hasn't happened yet. But by the time you guys are seeing this, I have turned 19. I have been doing the podcast for an entire year somehow. This has gone so fast. I couldn't decide exactly what I wanted to do for my 1 year episode, and I just kind of did some brainstorming. I was like, okay, so it's my birthday episode. Technically, it's the 1 year episode. I was like, how can we like tie these two things in together? So I thought a fun thing to do for this episode would just be to sit down and basically tell you guys the top 18 things that I've learned in my 18 years of life, which now that I'm kind of thinking about it, haven't I technically been alive for 19 years? Because like when you're born, you're not one, you're zero. So then like zero to one, you're technically on your second year of life when you turn one. So like this next year, I'm on my 20th year of life. And then when I turn 21, it's like I've completed 20 years. So technically this is just should be 19 things I've learned in 19 years, but it just makes more sense to say 18 because I'm turning 19, whatever. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But yeah, today I want to share with you guys basically like the best advice, the best things that I've kind of, you know, learned throughout my life. I've learned so much in life. We all have. And I feel like it's really helpful to sometimes reflect on everything that you've learned and really just like prioritize the important things and just like forget about the things that aren't as important. So honestly, I encourage you guys, you can either take things from this list or compile your own list. Whenever you're done listening to this, sit down and like compile a list of things that you've learned throughout your life, like some of the best advice that you have or things that you would tell your younger self. Because for me, it wasn't just planning a podcast out like normal. It was actually me like reflecting on my life and reflecting on all of the lessons and the different people that have affected me and the different situations that have affected me. And it was honestly kind of like a therapy session to just like sit down and think about all of these things that I'm gonna be talking about and like make them into a list. So yeah, I'm just going to kind of read through and elaborate on 18 different little pieces of advice and things that I've learned. Hope this episode is helpful to you guys. I hope you guys are doing well. I have been doing still pretty good, fingers crossed. Two episodes ago, I was in a little bit of a negative mindset and it was kind of just like an overall negative episode. And then last week it got a little bit better. It actually got a lot better. The jump from two episodes ago to last episode was crazy. And I'm still doing pretty good. So yeah, I don't know. I have so much that I'm looking forward to. I have so many exciting things coming up. And I'm just happy to be here. You know what I mean? And my phone, this pisses me off every time I record an episode. My like notifications on my phone are connected to my laptop and I'm recording the audio on my laptop. Like I have my mic and stuff like plugged into the laptop. So if I get a text message or like an alert on my phone, even if my phone is silenced and like it doesn't make any noise, my laptop will ding so loud and it happens every single time I'm recording an episode. And it's so weird, like my text messages from like last night, like I just opened my laptop for the first time since last night and now all of like the texts and like the notifications that I've gotten so far today are all popping up at once. So I need to I need to remind myself every single time I record an episode to turn on Do Not Disturb because it pisses me off every single episode. I usually cut it out. It's literally me like actually getting pissed off at my laptop and it's like you should not be that mad at an inanimate object, but it happens. Okay, it happens. All right, should I just get into the episode? Actually, I kind of want to do a little life update, a little life, like just tell you guys what's going on in my life right now because it's just, I feel like this is confusing because I'm technically recording this before my birthday, but it's going up after my birthday. I'm recording this 10 days, actually, wait, 9 days before it's gonna go up. And the reason I'm doing that is because I have so many things like coming up really fast and I'm not gonna have time to record an episode. Probably, maybe not. I'm just getting out of the way in case I don't have time. So it's Monday, February 19th, and this Friday I'm heading to Minnesota. And I'm meeting a bunch of my friends there that go to a different school. They go to school in Wisconsin. They're driving up to Minnesota, where I have another friend that goes to school. And it's all kind of like, everybody knows everybody somehow. And for my birthday, I am just going to Minnesota. I'm going to see all of my, not all my friends from high school, but a lot of my friends from high school. And it's going to be such a good time, hopefully, fingers crossed. My birthday's on Friday, so that'll be really fun. I think we're going to probably go out and just like hang out. And then I think on Saturday, we're going to do like a little dinner type of thing. I don't know, like my friend Elise has said that there's some rooftop like dinner place that she was going to like look into making reservations. So it should be a really fun weekend. Right after I get back from that, actually, my friend Ryan, my best friend Ryan, I just was with her in Florida like a month ago. Not even a month ago. I don't know when that was. Was it a month ago? No, less than a month ago. It was at the beginning of this month. I don't know. She called me the other day and she was like, how long have you known that you're going to Minnesota? And I was like, I don't know, just a couple days. Like, it was super last minute. I just said that I wanted to do something for my birthday. And Elise was like, you know what? We're going to Minnesota. Like, totally come with us. Like, whatever. So it was just like super spontaneous. Didn't really have prior planning to like this week. And Ryan was like, well, shit, I'm flying home to surprise you. And I was like, oh, okay, that's so awkward. I was like, okay, so how are we going to make this work? I offered for her to come to Minnesota with me, and I would just leave later in the day and get to Minnesota around like 9 p.m., which kind of sucks, but also I was willing to do it because like she's flying home for my birthday or whatever. But she doesn't really sound like she wants to go to Minnesota, so I think I'm just going to go to Minnesota and then come home early Sunday. Like, I'm going to try to leave by like 8 a.m., 9 a.m., make it home in like 4 hours, and then we'll be able to hang out Sunday. But the issue with that, kind of, it's not an issue, but I have to leave for Puerto Rico literally the next day. Technically, my flight is on Tuesday, but we're going to the town that the airport's in the night before because our flight is super freaking early. So we're gonna stay overnight at my boyfriend's brother's house. There we go. There's a lot of B's, there's a lot of brothers, boyfriend, there's not a lot of oh, I hate myself sometimes. It was a little mix up, okay? But I hate when I mix boyfriend and brother up. That's so fucking weird, but it just happens because it's like those two people are like very active in my life and like they both start with the letter B. Okay, anyways, moving on. I just made things super awkward for myself. Moral of my story is that there's a lot going on. We have my birthday trip and then I have one freaking day and then I go on another birthday trip to Puerto Rico and then I come home and I literally have like 10 days until I move into my apartment. So there's a lot happening, a lot to look forward to, a lot of good things that I'm so grateful and blessed for. However, I don't know when I'm going to be recording episodes, right? So I have a little bit of free time before I go to Minnesota this weekend. So I figured, let me just bust out some episodes. That's why I'm recording this so far in advance. Period. Okay, let's get into the list. I love sitting cross-legged, and I don't know if it like I look stupid. I can never tell. I feel like I probably look stupid, but it's just like way comfier to sit cross-legged than like sit any other type of way. Anyways, first thing that I've learned in my 18 years of life. Also, guys, I wanted to say, I remembered that I had done something similar to this and I couldn't pinpoint like what it was. I was like, I've done this before. And I was trying to think. And then it finally came to me. When I was 12, I did a 12 things I had learned in 12 years. And I posted on my YouTube channel. It is privated. Don't try to go find it because that was scary. But yeah, I literally did this when I was 12. And I watched that video this morning kind of just like after I planned out these life lessons or whatever. And I was like, what was I saying when I was 12? And let me tell you, I don't know if I got that advice from somebody else because I feel like I was not that smart when I was 12, but I sounded like I knew what I was talking about. Like, she sounded like she had it figured out. I know that wasn't the case because it was my life. And I know when I was 12 years old, I had zero idea who I was, zero idea what I was doing, like literally zero clue. But I was given good advice. So some things never change, you know, sometimes we don't always listen to our own advice. I've been doing that since I was 12, apparently. So yeah, I just thought it was really cute that I did this when I was 12. And now I'm doing it when I'm 19. And it's just insane how fast time goes. Okay, so number one is celebrate your little wins. This is kind of like a don't save your candles type of situation. If you guys have heard that little saying, basically, don't keep waiting and waiting for like these big accomplishments to be proud of yourself or to celebrate yourself. I feel like in life, we're always kind of like waiting for the next thing to happen. And we're always waiting for our next birthday, or we're waiting for our promotion, which I don't even know why, like I'm not getting a promotion, I work for myself, but things like that. Or we're waiting until we graduate, or we're waiting until next year or the next year, or waiting until spring break. You know, we're always waiting for like this next big moment or accomplishment. And it can get really draining because it just feels like you're chasing after things that are literally never ending. Because once you get something, there's always going to be more. And if you don't take time to kind of celebrate the moments while you're in them, like even if it's the smallest little thing, I don't know why this example is coming to my mind right now, but say you have a goal to start eating healthier or stop eating out so much. That's kind of a goal that I have right now. So instead of waiting until the day that you are cooking for yourself every single day and you're making the healthiest meals and you're using whole foods and you're not eating Chick-fil-A every single fucking day anymore, instead of waiting until that day, because let's be real, that might never come. That the day that you are healthy every single day, probably not going to come, because that's not realistic and it doesn't need to be your life. Like that's not what it has to be. But when you're making the decision, should I go get Taco Bell or should I make myself something that has some substance to it? If you choose the thing that has substance to it, that is a win. That is something that you should be proud of yourself for and you should celebrate yourself. And I know it might sound corny, like, oh my gosh, you're gonna celebrate yourself for not getting Taco Bell, like wow, bare minimum. But sometimes, yes, sometimes that is necessary. So celebrate the little wins, not just the big ones. And just, you know, be present. This next one honestly could totally have gone with that last one. It's so similar. But stop wishing time away. Be present and appreciate being young. I feel like, again, so many times we're waiting for like the next thing, or we're waiting until the next birthday. This is literally the same thing. Am I stupid? Yeah, I think I'm stupid. Oh, well, whatever. We're only going to be this age once, and you can look at that. Like, you're never going to be as young as you are right now, other than right now. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, as I'm speaking, I'm getting older. Isn't that weird? Like, literally as even minutes, seconds pass, I'm getting older. And I spent so much of my youth trying to grow up. Like, still, I still struggle with this. Like, I feel like I grew up extremely fast. I'm not sure if it was the social media. I'm not sure if it was having older siblings. I'm not sure if it was my family dynamic or the friends that I had. I don't know what. It probably all affected me. But I think that I grew up very fast, and I, not that I had to mature a lot faster than other people my age, but it was just something that happened to me. And, you know, although it has some pros to it, and I feel like I have a really good head on my shoulders as an 18-year-old girl, or 19 now that you're, when you're listening to this, I feel like I might be smarter with like life decisions than other people my age. And I don't mean that in like a negative way, but I just feel like I had to learn a lot of things earlier, or not, I don't know if I had to. That's the thing. Like, I didn't have to, but I just did. But yeah, I just grew up really fast, and I always felt like I wanted to be older. And I feel like this is very common for a lot of younger people. Like, you just want to be older. You want to, you know, you want to turn 16 so that you can drive. And then you want to turn 18 so that you can graduate high school and move out and go to college. And then you want to turn, you don't really want to turn 19 or 20, but you want to turn 21 so that you can drink and go clubbing and do all that fun shit. But it's like, when you finally get to all of those ages, you're going to look back on your youth and wish that you could go back. Like, I so desperately wish that I could just like go spend a day in my childhood, or go back to high school for a day, no matter how much I hated it. Like, I think it would just be funny, and to see everybody. Like, you were always wishing that we could like go back in time and experience things more for what they were, instead of just like wishing we were into the future. So again, this really goes with the first one, but just be present and appreciate the moments while you're in them. Because if you're always just wanting to get to the next point, you're never going to be able to be happy, and you're just always going to spend your life regretting that you were trying to move so fast, and that you didn't make as many memories as you could have, or you didn't soak in the memories that you were making. Yeah, just stop wishing time away, okay? Number three is, everything always gets figured out. This one I cannot stress enough. We need to stop stressing. We need to stop stressing. Because if you think about any moment in your life, obviously there's things that like aren't going to work themselves out, and they're going to end really shitty. And I'm saying like really serious things, like, you know, death or illness, or like things that like are completely out of your control and just like fucking shit. Sorry for my language, but things that are just like inherently incredibly shitty and like there's nothing you can do about it. I'm not really talking about those things, but in general, like little problems and little things that you're dealing with day to day. If you think back to things say when I was 12 years old, I made the same type of content. The things that I was talking about back then and the things that I was so consumed with and worrying about so much all of the time work themselves out. And now it doesn't matter. Whatever I was dealing with back then doesn't matter. And that is literally applicable in every single age of your life, every single age that you turn. The things that you are dealing with now are not going to be these huge, big things that you're dealing with in even 6 months or less. It is not that serious, and everything is going to work itself out just like it always has. Like, you've survived up until this point, you're going to continue surviving if you can just like take a chill pill, relax, realize that it isn't worth stressing over every little thing because it's going to figure itself out. Number four is a really important one that I have very much learned in the last couple of years, and it is, it's better to be alone than around people that make you feel lonely. That's deep. And that was from the dome. Okay, I came up with that little thing. It's definitely, I didn't come up with it. But in that sense, I feel like so many people are scared to not have friends, or they're scared to just be alone in general, that they force themselves to hang around with, They force themselves to hang around people that don't have their best interests in mind. They don't care about them. You don't feel like you can be yourself around them. It's just like they drain your energy. It's way better to take time to yourself and to just learn how to love yourself and be happy on your own than to constantly surround yourself with people who just like don't even care if you're there or not. If you're in a room of all of your quote unquote friends and you feel just as lonely or even more lonely than you do when you feel alone, those probably aren't good people to hang around. So yeah, having no friends is better than having bad friends, in my own opinion. Number five, spend more time in the real world. You know, limit your phone usage. I've been talking about this a lot recently. Take a walk outside, read a book, do something that's real and isn't just this like fake reality that you see on social media. Social media is great. It connects people, it entertains people, it can teach you things. But at the same time, we are all overdoing it to an extent that is literally so harmful, in my opinion. And it just cannot be good to constantly be on social media. And that's where we see most of, you know, today's society at. So spend a little more time off your phone, take in life as it comes, and find peace in the silence, find peace in boredom. Don't feel like you need to constantly be distracted by a phone to be happy or to like fill your time. Number six, this one can kind of be taken as a negative or a positive, and I would suggest you try to take this as a positive because that's the way that I see it. Nobody cares about you as much as you do, and this will never, ever, ever change. You are the center of your own world, and this goes for every single person. Every single person is so consumed with the way that they look and how they're acting and the way that they're coming off to other people. Everybody's so caught up in their own lives and their own self that they're not worried about you. So stop worrying so much about the way that you look and the way that you're acting and the way that your laugh sounds. And nobody is paying attention to you as much as you think they are. And again, that could be perceived negative, but I think it's a positive. Like, nobody cares what you're doing. You can do whatever you want. And yes, there might be people that judge you or whatever, but like at the end of the day, nobody is going to care if you make a fool out of yourself. Like, yeah, you might get laughed at for one single second, but they're going to move on with their day. And you like, they're not remembering it, because then they're going to do something that's a little bit embarrassing. And then that's all that they're going to be thinking about. So just like, who cares? Who cares? No one cares. Stop caring so much about what people think, because I promise you they are not thinking about you as much as you would think they are. Number seven, there is no correct timeline. Do what you want, when you want, and ensure that you chase happiness with every decision that you're making. I feel like so many times I kind of see this starting to happen. Like I'm almost in my 20s. I kind of consider myself, I feel like after high school, you're kind of like in your 20s because you're like done with all of like the childhood, like high school stuff, and you're moved on to like, everybody goes their separate ways and everybody's in school and everybody's working. And it's just, it seems very like, I don't know. I feel like 19 is kind of like in your 20s, even though it's not technically, if you want to pay attention to the number. I just feel like I'm at a stage in life, and I know that this is going to get even worse as I get older and go through my 20s into my 30s. Like, everybody is at a different stage. Everyone is doing something different. There is some people that, you know, decided not to go to school. There's some people that are in school. There are some people that are working full-time jobs. There are some people that are in the military. There are some people that are engaged. There are some people, you know, I'm not at the point where people are like having kids. I mean, some people that I know that are my age are actually having kids, whether they mean to or not. That's not up to me to decide. But all I'm saying is I feel like I'm getting to a point in my life where everything's about to hit the fucking fan. Like, everybody's going in different directions. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. And it's okay. You know, it's okay if you're not at a point that your friend is at, or you haven't accomplished something that your friend has accomplished, or whatever the case may be. We're all moving through lives at our own pace, and you need to get it through your head that that is okay. And I know people say that all the time, and it can be really hard to actually fully comprehend that, but I have struggled with this a lot because, you know, I didn't go to school. I am now sitting here in my hometown pretty much all alone. I do have some friends here, but, and like my boyfriend and my family, obviously. I see all of my friends and it feels like they're moving on into these like greater, better things, which actually, no, they're not. They're literally just going to school and partying, which is very fun and it's an experience. But then there's also the school side of things that I don't wish that I could be doing. So it's like, yes, while everybody is moving at such a different pace right now, that is okay. And that's what's supposed to be happening. And you shouldn't be under the impression that you should be completing certain milestones by a certain point or a certain age, because that is just unrealistic. We're all going at an individual pace, and you can look at it in so many different ways, but it's like, just because your friends are doing things that you haven't done yet doesn't mean that you also haven't done things that they haven't done, or that they experienced things that they haven't experienced. We're all living our own lives, and there is no blueprint or way that it needs to look for you to be on the correct path. Going with that, no one has it figured out, and this goes for parents, grandparents, it goes for friends, it goes for anybody that you know. You might look at your parents, and I feel like as I've gotten older, I've really realized this. I feel like when you're little and the world seems so big and just like, you know, the possibilities are endless, like the world is so uncomprehendable when you're little, and you see your parents and they are just like God. Like, they are they are God. They are the people that keep you alive. They are the people that you depend on to literally stay alive every single day. You look at them and you think that they have it all figured out. You think that they know what they're doing. They are at a point in their lives where, you know, they're good. They're smooth sailing. They got it all figured out. And that is literally so far from the truth. Our parents are just human. Everybody is just a human. And every single day is a new day that nobody has experienced before. So everybody is trying to figure it out. And I encourage you to give your parents a little bit of grace. This is something that I've definitely learned. Stop being so hard on your parents and stop expecting them to be able to do everything and to know everything and to just, you know, never mess up, because you're messing up every single day. We all mess up. We all make mistakes every single freaking day, and our parents are no different than us. I don't know why I kind of started talking about parents. I guess it totally does apply, but just in general, like, we don't know what we're doing. Nobody knows. So just like, chill out. It's okay. Again, we're all gonna figure it out. It's all gonna work out for us. Number 9, if something isn't meant for you, it'll keep screwing you over until you let it go. And this, take that however you want it. I don't want to dive too much into it because it's so broad, but relationships, friendships, jobs, situations in your life, anything that continues to show up and fuck with you is probably not meant for you. And I'm not saying like everything in life should be seamless. Like, obviously, you know, things are gonna come at you and whatever, even if they are positive for you sometimes. But if something just consistently beats your ass down, it's probably not good for you. You know what I mean? You should probably remove yourself from it. Number 10, you cannot hate yourself into changing. You can only love yourself into changing. This is self-explanatory. It's complicated. It's deep. It's, you know, really just, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in, but I don't want to overexplain it, because however you want to interpret that, interpret it. You're not going to grow and change yourself in the way that you want to if you're constantly shitting on yourself, saying that you're not good enough. Like, you cannot hate yourself into changing. You have to love yourself into changing, because you need that love for yourself to give you the motivation to make these changes that you want in life. Just don't hate yourself. stop hating yourself. It's not going to get you anywhere. Number 11. This one kind of took me a really long time to learn, and I feel like I still haven't fully grasped it, but it's okay to quit sometimes. I feel like ever since I was a little kid, I have been like I've had this idea that being a quitter is like the worst thing in the whole world, and like you can never quit and you have to set your mind to everything, you have to do what you say you're gonna do, and like you can't ever give up, all this stuff. And while I think that's true, like you shouldn't just quit something the second that it gets hard, there is situations where you need to just walk away and you need to give up and you need to quit to protect your peace and to find happiness. Like if you're doing something and it's making you completely miserable, don't just stay in it because you wanna, you know, prove to yourself that you can commit to it or that you can do it. Like quit. If you don't wanna do it anymore, quit. Number 12, it's okay to be like other girls. This one, I really like this one because I feel like there is such a negative connotation when it comes to like, she's just like every other girl. Like, yeah, okay. And I love that. I love that I am in this little community and all these girlies are so freaking cute and fun and funny and loving. I love being just like the other girls. I think it's so fun that we all have like a mutual love over, I mean, this is definitely a very broad assumption, but like, I love that we all just like think it's so fun and cute to like dress cute and to like, you know, go buy new skincare and makeup and go shopping. Like, I love being a girl. I love all of like the, I know this is stereotypical as shit, but like, I love all of like the girly things. And if you're a girl and you don't like those things, that's also perfectly fine. If you're not like other girls, that's also okay. But I feel like so many times, you know, a guy will be like, oh, you're just so different. You're not like other girls. And it's like, I want to be like other girls because that's so fun. And I feel like what's wrong with being like other girls? Like we're all just having fun being girlies. Like that's so cute in my opinion. So I used to try to be like in elementary school, guys, I had an identity crisis, I had an older brother. I have two older brothers, but while I was growing up, I had one living with me at home. You guys know him, Noah, probably. I don't know. I always just assume that people like know everybody that I mention. And I'm like, sometimes, you know, maybe you guys don't know, but whatever. My older brother, Noah, he lived at my house still when I was in elementary school. And I, you know, found a lot of my identity through him, I think, in the beginning of my life, because like, I didn't have an older sister to look up to. So I just wanted to be cool in my older brother's eyes and in his friend's eyes. So I literally started becoming a boy. And I don't mean that in any sort of like, I'm not trying to say nothing, but I started dressing like a boy. I started acting like a boy. I started taking interest in boy things because I wanted my brother to think that I was cool. And I always felt like when I was younger, like my brother hated me and he just wanted like a brother instead of a sister. So I was always trying to like seek validation from like my brother. And then it went from just being my brother to like boys at school because I started noticing like, oh my gosh, boys like it when you're good at sports and like they think it's cool. And like when you can play basketball with them or you want to go play soccer or kickball at recess versus like sit and like chat on the blacktop with the girls. You know what I mean? So I had an identity crisis. I was literally wearing like long basketball shorts with like neon like Nike Elite socks. Like I was dressing like a boy and I looked like a boy because I was a little girl that hadn't gone through puberty. So I think that I literally like looked like a boy for like 3 years, but that's okay. We had to go through that to get to here. And now I've discovered that I love being a girl and I love being like every other girl and I love being a girl's girl and I just love girls and we're so cute and awesome. So it's okay to be like other girls. The next one is very important in life and it's honestly one of the best things on this entire list. And I feel like even, you know, a lot of adults, actually most adults, a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents still have not learned this. And it's the fact that you need to respect that people have different opinions, viewpoints, and desires in life. You cannot go through life expecting or thinking that everybody's going to view the world the same or, you know, think about things the same or have the same opinions on things. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't just expect people, because that's literally ridiculous to think that everybody's going to view the world the exact same way that you do. And it's honestly so ignorant to think that you are the only right person in this world. Like, yes, you might believe your opinions are right. That's why they're your opinions, but they are opinions. And somebody else has just as valid of like an opinion as you do, even if it completely contradicts your opinion. That's the beautiful thing about opinions, you guys. We all can have different ones, and that's okay, because that's what an opinion is. I feel like we see this a lot with politics and just regarding that type of thing in general. People do not know how to even have a civil conversation because you get so, like, why are you getting so mad? I get you're passionate about it, but can you not have like just a normal conversation and express your viewpoint and listen and try to at least understand other people's viewpoints? Like, it's actually insane to me the amount of people that have no ability to just actually listen to other people and what they're saying. You're so caught up in the way that you think, and you think that your opinion is so right and you could never do any wrong, that other person, just because they don't 100% agree with you, is completely wrong and a bad person. Like, you are actually delusional. And that is so much of this world. It is so much of this world. I was going to say so many of the people in this country, but it goes for everywhere. Like, just be able to listen. You don't have to agree with somebody, but be respectful of other people's opinions. I could talk about that for so long, because it's like, I learned that when I was like 15 years old in an argument with friends. I sometimes learned, like, you know what? Maybe it's not worth arguing about this. It's worth just being like, yeah, I see where you're coming from. I don't necessarily agree, but I see where you're coming from. It doesn't need to be a fucking like fist fight, no matter what. Whether it's arguments, whether you're talking about politics, whether you're talking about anything in life where you have a different viewpoint than somebody else, don't be a fucking dick. Try to understand them, or like at least show that you have like the capability of being an empathetic person and like caring about what other people are saying. Otherwise, you're fucking stupid. And that's literally everybody. So sorry, I got very passionate about that one. This next one is invest into yourself. Whether it's time, whether it's money, invest into learning about the person that you are and figuring out the things that make you happy when nobody else is around. So whether you are like investing time into hobbies that make you happy, or, you know, you might be spending some money to take a certain class or learn some new skills or do some sort of program, like whatever the case is, invest into yourself to be able to grow down the line, if that makes sense. Like, you can't never put any time and energy and money into yourself and then expect yourself to be able to just like change and grow and like prosper. You need to like take time for yourself and like learn what you want, really reflect. If everybody was to disappear and you were the last person on this planet, what would you do to make you happy? What would you do to fill your time? Is that crocheting? Is that, you know, yoga? Is that whatever? Find things that make you happy and like actually invest in them, because those are the things that are actually going to matter. Not like if you're blacking out on Thursday night or not. I don't know what I'm saying. Whatever. Number 15 is be a supporter. Any chance you have, basically support your friends, you know, celebrate your friends, not even friends, like strangers, just celebrate people whenever you have the chance. Be that person that's giving out random compliments to people. Be that person that's just like being super overly positive for no reason. And it's like, why is this person always so positive? Like, what? Like, be that person. Be the person that your friends feel so just like happy around, because you are so good at supporting them and making them feel heard and seen. Be that person. Number 16, intention is everything. Intention is everything. People are gonna fuck up. People are gonna make mistakes. People are going to let you down in life. And the only thing that you can really focus on is their intentions. And this goes for yourself too. What are your intentions? Because that is what trumps all. If you fuck up, but you had good intentions, that is all that matters. As long as your intentions are there, that is what you need to be paying attention to, because things aren't always going to work out, but you have to see the intention behind them. And if you're always like, take that with how you will. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Intention is everything. It is literally everything. Number 17, pay attention to the people who are truly happy for you and celebrate you, and put more energy into those people. You ever had a friend that just seems low-key jealous of you every single fucking day? Or you have a friend that's just always making little snarky comments and just never seems like, you could say, oh my gosh, like I just got an A on my test, and they're like, oh, like I got an A+. or like something. Like there, it just always seems like a competition game with a friend. Like I hate that so fucking much. Don't surround yourself with those type of friends. Surround yourself with a friend that gets a C on a test and you come to her and you're like, I got an A. And regardless, they might be hurt. They might be suffering. I guess this is very intense to say suffering over a test score, but like they might be upset with themselves that they got a C, but they are still able to support you and be happy that you got an A. And I know that's a weird example, but I feel like it was a very simple one to understand. Don't be around people that are pushing you down and like not letting you flourish and just like celebrate yourself. Like be around people that talk good to you and like hype you up and are proud of you and just really make it known that they are a supporter of yours. And this kind of goes with what I was saying earlier, like be a supporter of everybody around you. But also like on the other end of that, don't surround yourself with people that aren't supporting you. Don't support people that are 0% supporting you. Give it to the people that are giving it to you. You know, it's a give and take type of situation. I don't know. Just don't be around people that make you feel shitty. Like, be around people that make you cry tears of joy because they're saying such sweet things to you. I have a friend that is literally, she just is always complimenting me, and I don't mean that in like a narcissist type of way, like, oh my gosh, I need compliments from my friends. Like, it's not even about that. She compliments like not the way that I look or the way that I act. It's like she compliments like my passion. Like, it's such like a deeper compliment than just being like, oh my gosh, your hair looks good. She like really compliments me on what she knows I care about. So for instance, she'll always be like, I'm so proud of you, like with all your social media stuff. Like, I think it's so awesome. Like, you are truly such an inspiration for people. Like, she always is like going on and on. I'm like, dude, I want to fucking squeeze you right now. Like, you're so sweet. Anyways, surround yourself with people like that. All right, the final one, number 18. This honestly might be undoubtedly the most important one on this entire list, even though it's a little bit silly and it might not seem as deep as the other ones. I think it's honestly the most important thing that I've learned and implemented in my life. And that is the fact that you should never, ever, 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 ever argue or deal with conflict over text message. If you have an issue with somebody, if you're experiencing a problem in a friendship, in a relationship, you know, your mom's pissing you off, don't fucking, you know, what is it called? What is the word for that? Like rage? No, not rage. Trigger finger or something? I don't know. Like, don't just like sit there and spam your keyboard. You can say such cruel things and you can say things that are just like not at all what you mean, and like you can come across like if you're just like texting and typing, it doesn't feel like what you're saying is real. So oftentimes we find ourselves being a lot more bitter over text than how we would actually say something to somebody's face. You can't understand tone, you can't interpret things through text message. Nothing ever makes sense. It feels like if you know that you're in an argument or you know that there's tension, every single thing that that person says to you is gonna feel like a form of like negative, you know, information, or it feels like they're attacking you just because you know that there's that tension there, and you just, your brain assumes that anything they're saying to you is just like them, you know, fighting and like being negative. But that's not the case usually. You know, we usually aren't just like spitting out. I mean, sometimes if you do something really bad, somebody might be coming at you with all negative things, but I don't think any argument or conflict has ever gotten sorted out through Snapchat or Instagram DMs or iMessage. It is so stupid. It's a waste of time. Pick up your fucking phone and call the person. Call the person, because I guarantee that argument, that conflict is going to get settled so much faster than it would. And you guys are going to be a lot nicer to each other than if you're just like texting things away and just, you know, letting out all of your anger. Because like if you're talking to somebody, you can hear their voice, you're able to be more empathetic, hopefully. So yeah, I mean, even better than a phone call, go see that person in person. However, if that's not available to you, if that's not an option, at least call them. You're already on your phone texting, just pick up the phone and call them and get it sorted out, because no text message is ever going to solve an argument. And it's actually like, I have consumed so much, not for a while. It's been a while. It's been a while since I found myself in like a little texting fight battle thing. But let me tell you, when I was younger, I wasted a lot of my time just constantly fighting with people over text, like toxic friends. I was always, I don't know, there was always some fucking problem. And I was always like typing away and it's like, what are you doing? That's not going to solve anything. All right, guys, that is it for my list of the 18 most intellectual, best pieces of advice, things that I've learned in my 18 years of life. That made no sense, but you guys get what I'm saying. I hope you guys were able to either realize a few things or you were able to, you know, refresh yourself on some of these lessons that you might have learned yourself through life experiences or whatever. Maybe I helped you, maybe I didn't, maybe you were just listening to me yap while you cleaned your room and you couldn't even actually you weren't even actually trying to understand what I was saying. You just like having a voice or like somebody talking in the background, because that's literally me. I'll play podcasts and like straight up not even listen to them. I hope that's not the case. I hope you guys are listening to me, but also I completely understand because I wouldn't want to listen to me either. I love you guys. Thank you for all of the birthday wishes. That feels insane to say because it hasn't been my birthday yet and nobody has given me birthday wishes, but just from the track record of the past, a lot of you guys usually reach out on social media and wish me a happy birthday. So I'm going to get ahead of it and I'm going to say thank you so much. I love you. And I'm so excited for 19. I think this year is my year. 19 is such a stupid year. No, 19 is fun. I think 19 is going to be really great. I hope so. I'm manifesting that. Well, I have like tears forming in my eyes because I'm like, actually, why am I crying? I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go. Love you. Toodles.